On this week's Nonsensible podcast.
Why? There's so many other like Korean models there. Like, why would they use you? So I was like,
yikes.
A bunch of people. You just learn how to sing like fucking Santoki.
And then you're like more worried about what the menu is. Like, is it tteokguk? Is it bibimbap? Yeah.
World of Dave Catnip, and the cats eat your catnip and they start tripping out and they're in the World of Dave.
You know,
or steal from God.
It's no thievery.
Or steal from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
This is Nonsensible.
It's Nonsensible.
Yes.
With Dave.
Sam.
Saul.
And
Irene.
Welcome, Irene. There we go.
It's good.
It's good.
Irene is always good.
All right, welcome, Irene.
Actually, thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is actually what? Were you going
to
say?
This is my first podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's your first podcast?
I've never done a podcast before.
Really?
Are you nervous?
I'm a little bit nervous, but
I think they were made for you.
I'm very excited.
What does that mean?
She's going to be great at it. I can tell. I watched the thing you did on your Instagram about like, you know, people ask you, how are you? And you always say, I'm good.
Oh, right? That was like a campaign for mental health.
Yeah. And just the way that you talked on that was so cool. That's the kind of stuff that we talk about.
That's cool.
We do talk about a lot of things here. And the thing about a podcast is we have no limitations. But at the same time, we respect each other. And you can pretty much talk about anything.
Okay,
let's
do it.
Everything from mental health to happy
things.
I'll
just lay it all out here today.
Yeah, lay it all out.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus was on Joe Rogan the other day. And she talked about like the wildest shit, you know. And she said… I know. And she said that she was bummed that she had missed therapy that week. But she could use Joe Rogan as her therapist.
I saw clips of that. Yeah. That was like really
it was so
good.
And she sounds like a 70-year-old smoker. No, it's so sick.
Her voice gets like lower and lower every time she like comes out with a song or something. I feel like
it sounds badass.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, me
I like
too.
The
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I like husky voices.
It's sexy.
It is sexy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You guys are now like all lowering your tones.
No, the reason I was doing that is because my voice is pretty husky.
So what?
I'm the resident.
I'm the resident. Helium.
Doesn't he sound like Steve-O from Jackass?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
You should hear me when I get drunk.
You do really sound like Steve-O. You kind of look like Steve-O's little. Could be Steve-O's.
Steve-O's a good-looking guy.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, Steve-O's a pretty good-looking guy.
Yeah. So you're doing some cool stuff, right? I want to know about the TikTok stuff.
Yeah. Tell us about Irene. Who is Irene? Because we know who you are, but there are listeners and viewers out there who may not know who Irene is.
Well, I do a lot of things. I think so I started out as a model. I went to fashion school. So I went to FIT in New York because I was really into fashion. And then I moved to Korea about 8 years, maybe 9 years ago because I wanted to start modeling. And then… it just kind of like snowballed into modeling. And then I got to do TV and then I was doing social media and creating my own content because I was just finding different outlets to express my creativity. And now I'm here kind of doing my brand now and then still creating content and all that stuff.
Speaking on that, the brand, I've seen a lot of your content online, but it's like you've created your own clothing line?
Yeah,
or
so
is it just like a multimedia company? I'm not sure.
I don't want to specify it cuz I feel like everything is like anything creative I feel like is connected in some way. Mm-hmm. So if it's fashion related or modeling or music or art, so it is clothing, but it's beyond that because like the message that I try to convey with the clothes, it's like very colorful and it's supposed to make you feel good. And it's, we have the unicorn as our like icon, which is like being, you know, yourself and individuality.
So you don't want to put a label on it. You want it to, you don't want to put a label on what it is. You want it to tell its own story.
Yeah. Or whoever wears it, because I feel like there's so much clothes and so many brands and… You know, I don't want to like specifically label like this is Irene's line. Mm-hmm. And even though it is called Irene is Good, but like the Irene is Good is also like you guys can also mm-hmm. be good. So it's kind of like the good vibe thing going on.
That's cool. I've seen what you've been doing, and it's kind of like, I think from an entrepreneurial standpoint, it's what a lot of people want to get to.
Thank you.
Like to be able to start something like that.
Why did you want to come to Korea to begin modeling?
I was a little bit uninspired in New York, and I've always wanted to model, and I've gotten offers when I was young, but you know, I've had very strict Asian parents, and they're mm-hmm. like, you have to finish school. Like, modeling is not a real job. They didn't even think fashion school was a real thing back then.
Wow.
If I say back then, I sound like really old, but you know, like the stereotype is like, you have to be a doctor or a lawyer.
Yep.
And that's what they wanted?
Yeah, they wanted me to be a doctor. I think up until middle school, my dream was to become like a pediatrician. And I didn't even know like
what that
entails.
I still don't know what the fuck a pediatrician is.
So they were like, you need to become a pediatrician. And I was like, okay. Because like, you know, I have doctors in my family. And I do have lawyers in my family. Mm, but like that's all I kind of knew. But then I was like, but I like clothes and I like dressing up. Like, why can't this be my job or something that I do?
So you said you weren't motivated in New York and you came to Korea. What about it in the States was it that didn't really motivate you? Because I came to Korea and I got a lot more diligent and I got a lot more passion and I actually tried to pursue things when I got to Korea. What is it about Korea that made you a little bit more passionate about pursuing what you wanted to do? I'm curious about that as well.
I think it was a little different for me because everyone kept saying no.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of had this thing inside me where I wanted to like prove people wrong. Ooh. So I actually started modeling at a really late age. So I debuted as a model when I was 26. And in model years, that's like, you're already retired.
Absolutely.
Whoa, really?
So… I think in New York, I was signed with a pretty good modeling agency. And I said that I wanted to go to Korea. And they were like, why? There's so many other like Korean models there. Like, why would they use you? So I was like…
Yikes. They actually said that?
Yeah, they did.
Did you maintain that contract with that company? Or?
I finished the contract with them. And then… So I was like, well, why? Why can't I model?
Mm.
You know…
Well, that's
so
did that piss you off when they told you that?
I think I was too young. So I think just in the back of my head, I was just like, why not? There are so many other models, but I mean, I feel like I have the experience in like fashion and stuff mm-hmm. and I wanted to learn. It wasn't more of like, I want to be a famous model. It was, I really enjoy fashion and I was studying it at the time.
You just want to be in the industry.
So I wanted to put my foot in the industry like somehow. Step into it
Absolutely.
In some way.
That's and were cool. you born in Korea? Or?
I was born in the States. Okay. I was born in Iowa.
Iowa.
So did you learn how to speak Korean when you came here to model?
I grew up with Korean around me, but I never really spoke it fluently. Mm-hmm. I did go to like a Korean school at church, but I was
classic.
With like fourth. I
yeah,
was
a bunch of people. You just classic. Learned how to sing like fucking Santoki and shit, right?
That's what I was doing though. I was
right?
so
really?
Because my Korean was so bad in Seattle. Like I was put with like fourth graders, and I was in middle school.
And you're just singing like Santoki,
and I was like, nah. Like writing the letters.
Did you go to a Korean mega church in Seattle?
I did go to a mega church.
Yes, because I'm from Koreatown in Atlanta. And there was like three different like Korean mega churches. That's a big thing for a lot of Kyopos, like Korean Americans.
Yeah.
They all go to this like these mega churches. Like there was like KCPC, KFPC. All they had these four-letter names or whatever. Four-letter like names.
Korean something something
church. Yeah, Korean something something church. You know, and that's a big thing for Korean Americans. Like… You know
it was
what
like
I'm
Korean
about.
Something Baptist
yeah,
Church.
Yeah, Baptist Church.
Or something like that.
Yeah, so.
I wish I had got to learn Korean in fourth grade. I would be fire by now.
Like, even in Australia, when I went to Korean churches with my Korean friends, it seemed like more often than not, they were going there to eat like bibimbap. It was food at the end of it.
It's a social
thing. It's like we get a meal at
Actually,
the end of it. Korean food.
Oh, you're so right because the food
thing.
Is always so good.
Yeah.
And then you're like more worried about what the menu is. Like, is it tteokguk? Is it bibimbap? Is it, you know, yeah.
The food's bomb.
Yeah, like, the food's really good.
Especially for students. Like, a lot of my friends were international students. And it's like, well, we could go to a Korean restaurant and spend like $30 on a, like, you know.
Or steal from God.
There's no thievery.
Or steal from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
It's like, we'll go there and we'll listen to the sermon, but then we'll have a free meal.
No, make some fire bibimbap, JC. Let's go.
You're out of control.
That's right.
You're out of control.
So funny.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh.
So what… I want to go back to Iowa. I don't think I've ever met… a Korean.
You've never
You'll probably never meet another person from Iowa that's Korean. I think my dad was studying there at the time, and my parents were young, and yeah, I was just born there. I have no memory of Iowa. Oh, okay.
And then from Iowa to Seattle.
And then I moved straight to Seattle when I was like 3 months old.
How's Seattle? Is Seattle cool?
Seattle's really cool. I grew up in a very small neighborhood around Seattle called Des Moines. I know there's a Des Moines in Iowa, but there's also a Des Moines in Washington.
Yeah. The irony.
Did you,
right?
Did you move from one Des Moines to another Des Moines?
I did.
Well, that's crazy.
I think so, I did. It's so weird.
What?
Now that I think about it.
What? That's a glitch in the simulation.
There's something there.
Some sort of glitch, right? Yeah. The fact that I was born in Iowa is kind of weird too, but…
It's crazy.
So I grew up in Des Moines, in this very suburbs. There, I think I was like the only Korean girl at school.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with all non-Asian friends. Mm-hmm. Just very normal life. Very normal.
Was that tough growing up as the only Asian kid?
Actually, no, because we didn't have those kind of, how do you say?
Cliques or just… Just well, like prejudice?
Kind of, we didn't have those kind of prejudices.
Everyone was just cool?
Yeah,
is it tough for you to be the only Cuban person in the room right now?
Shut the fuck up, dude. You know, kids used to make fun of me for being Cuban.
Did they really?
Yeah, in Atlanta. Yeah, they used to call like Mexican and shit. Yeah.
I thought you said that no one believed you that you were Cuban, so you got in trouble for saying Spanish
curse.
No,
man, that's later when I was in high school, but when I was a kid, you know, people used to get shit for that.
Really?
Interesting enough. The only thing I really know about Seattle, to be honest, is…
Starbucks?
That's the third one. Seattle Seahawks and awesome music in the 90s.
And they're supposed to have great food, too.
Yeah, the food's good. The Seahawks. I mean, there was
Nirvana.
Like the Mariners.
Yeah. Ken Griffey Jr., baby.
Yeah, Kenny G.
Sleepless in Seattle. That
the
film
movie.
With Tom Hanks.
Good coffee.
Rains a lot, amazing. Like you said, the grunge scene out of the 90s.
Alice in Chains, Soundgarden.
Pearl Jam.
Alexander Nisbet lives there now.
Oh.
Sorry, excuse me.
Alexander Biscuit?
My friend Alexander Nisbet.
I thought you said
lives
Biscuit. Nisbet.
Seattle now.
Shout out to Alexander Nisbet.
Yep, shout out Nebo.
Very random. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Very
all
cool.
All I have to offer to the whole Seattle conversation.
I have a question. So you launched this brand and this kind of… brand, you know, your own your own brand. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, so I've been doing YouTube for 7 years now, and I have an entire brand, like the World of Dave.
Yeah.
2 million subscribers.
Whoa.
You know, like I've done this, I created this whole thing. And for the last 7 years, I've been having people saying, like, you're an idiot. Why did you never, you know, make a brand out of it? Why didn't you ever monetize it? Why didn't you, you know, I could have, you know, made the world of blah, blah, blah. You know, I have all these people in my crew. What's the process into kind of creating your own, I guess, brand? Like, because I've always thought about doing maybe like merchandise or something, you know? Is there
you
any
should.
Advice that you could
you
give?
You absolutely should, first of all.
Yeah.
But I will say it's not a side thing.
It's not a side thing.
It's definitely like a full-time job on top of everything that you're doing. Because when I first launched, you know, yes, you can get an investor and have everyone pick everything for you. But I feel like at the end of the day, like things like that don't last. So, you know, I guess it depends on like what kind of items that you're also going to create. With like what you like personally, because in the beginning it was not a full blown clothing line. Like I started with these like little So I really like makeup and my okay. followers really like, you know, seeing the content that I made with mm-hmm. like beauty and things. So I launched these little PVC like beauty pouches.
Okay, okay.
So it kind of organically went into my lifestyle and kind cool. of transitioned to what I was doing because I was like carrying it to the beach. I was carrying it to the airport. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, traveling during Fashion Week and I would have my pouch out with like my beauty products. So I think whatever product that you're releasing, like it needs to be authentically Dave.
Oh, okay, okay.
And something that you would actually use than just like merch with your name on it. Yeah.
This is going to sound like I'm fucking with you, but you should do catnip.
Catnip.
Shut the fuck up.
World of Dave catnip and the cats eat your catnip and they start tripping out and they're in the world of Dave.
I can actually… He has linked That's it quite tight. Well. He's linked it very well because they're cool. in the world of Dave.
And like you see them get dizzy and it gets blurry and then it's your cats.
See, this
you
know? This is these are business ventures that fail and business ventures that do well.
You can do like… This is, well, if you're really into cats, you can do something that's cat related.
And all of his fans know about his cats.
T-shirts with cats on them.
Yeah.
Could.
Eating catnip.
Or like cat cushions.
Dude, I wasn't kidding. Seriously.
Definitely you should do something that you're really into too. So yeah, that you're… True. Because, you know, your followers are into you and they listen to what you're doing. So, like even with the unicorn mm-hmm. for me, like I'm known as like Unicorn Irene among my fans because I mm-hmm. used to have… I was changing my hair color all the time.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah, so you used to have a horn.
You used to have a horn on my head.
Yes, I got that
I used
from
to be
you.
A mythical creature.
So I was known as Unicorn Irene. So it was easy for me to make the symbol for my brand as a unicorn.
Okay.
So those kind of things like branding and kind of like… it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job.
If you had to start over again, the brand, would you do anything differently?
Oh, a lot
that's
of things.
That's a good question.
A lot of things because I think when you get too caught up in one thing, you can't focus on the big picture.
Uh-huh.
So I guess like the whole process of creating a brand, because nobody told me how to do it. Mm. I was kind of like learning on the go as I did it. And I wasted a lot of money making samples that were never produced or certain things. So definitely like you have to be business smart and find ways to, you know, save budget as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Just because you got an investment, you don't like blow it all, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
on one big event because like you want to show everyone. Like I think it's easy. It's really important to go like step by step and grow organically and not try to like make it too big in the beginning.
Okay, interesting.
If you were going to grow a brand organically, what would you make?
I was wondering that. Maybe something that could shave my body hair. Like
razor blade?
But I want an electric razor that I can reach, kind of like a back scratcher, that I could shave my back by myself.
That's actually like really clever.
Yeah, because I tried to shave my back. I tried to shave my back by myself the other day. Halfway through, I had to ask my young Italian Dong Seng to help me finish.
To shave your back?
Yeah.
He does. He asks his friends to shave his back. He's like…
Why don't you go get it lasered off?
I could. My friend told me that she would do it for me, but… I don't know. I don't want to get laser surgery like all the time. You have to go like 4 or 5 times, right?
And then it's like…
But I like it during the winter because it keeps me warm like a bear.
It's an extra coat.
Yeah. So just like during the summer when I'm trying to tan. Or… Is that gross?
Why don't you just tape your razor to like a back scratcher and test it out?
That's what I was
thinking.
That
could be like a prototype.
Yeah. Last week before I went to Kapyeong was the first time I've ever tried to shave my back by myself. So… I still don't have any hair on my back like, regrown yet. But next time I'll try that.
Yeah.
What about yourself, Dave?
I don't have hair on my back.
No.
We were talking about what would you…
Or your eyebrows.
I'm already working on it. It's already,
oh, you are?
It's already moving. It's already,
okay.
Oh,
so
how far along are you?
Kind of far.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you guys want to see it?
So is this like an exclusive? Like you haven't…
Do we have a DJ who can play one of those…
Yeah.
So, you know, my big thing is, well, first of all, you guys have seen the way I edit my videos. There's a lot of like pixel art. There's a lot of, you know, old school retro stuff. As well as people, a lot of the reason people come to my channel is to learn language. And they're, you know, impressed by, you know, how well I've learned Korean, how well I speak Korean. So, me and my staff, we're making like Korean level books and stuff. And this is stuff that I know
It's all pixelated.
Yeah, a lot of it's pixelated. And I already have…
Wow.
Like here's…
That's cool.
Here's page one. And like,
oh, it looks cool.
Is that like… My name is John. My name is…
Well, no. You can
with like a pixelated person next to it? I can't see because it's so far away.
Is it going to teach bad words too?
Comes out. Oh, cool.
That's sick.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
That education is like… Whoa. Education's like the place to be.
That's so cute.
Is it like basic education? Is it going to be like fun and kind of fun?
I have beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And under each category, there's going to be like beginner one, beginner two, beginner three, beginner four. But I'm going to get the first book out, see the response. And I already have a Discord made for it. And I already have, you know, like people know I'm making it. So
wow.
I already have people who are willing to even do a GoFundMe for me. I told them hold out on that, you know, like wait till I finish it first. But yeah, I'm working on it.
That's really cool.
That's
so
awesome.
So that's why I wanted to ask, you know, like the process that goes into it.
I feel like people are really into learning new things and kind of looking for new content. So I think
right
it's
now,
really
definitely
cool.
Right,
right now.
Yeah.
Like I mean, I did like a random TikTok video of how I pronounced designer brands in Korean and English, and like people were asking me to teach them more like English pronunciation or how I would say it in Korean.
Just
so
copy my content.
That's what I was about to say. You gotta go on his show. He does stuff like
copy
that.
My
all
content.
Really?
Yeah, that's like I have had a video on that.
Oh,
comparing brand like clothing brand and pronunciation in English, Chinese, Korean, and Japanese.
Wow. See, I can't. Yeah, I mean, I just did because I was finding different ways to
Thief.
Show like…
Because you wanted smoke, Irene.
No, because I was finding different ways to show like fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like Balenciaga and then like Balenciaga. So people really like that stuff. It's like short.
I was really interested in that when I first came to Korea.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People in China call McDonald's this or…
McDonald's.
Yes.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
What is it in Japan, McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Yeah. Something like that.
KFC in Chinese is the… Kondoji or something?
Kondoji, yeah. Kondoji.
That's the wildest one.
Yeah, KFC. KFC.
I want to hit on something about… I think it was Paris Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
I actually follow you on Instagram, so I was…
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not a stalker. I'm just like…
No, I'm just…
Content.
It was funny as you're
like… You kind of… Yeah.
She's got like almost 2 million followers. Like, oh, dude, acting like she's surprised about
no,
it.
No.
No, but it's like the content…
I'm very happy when people… No, I'm always very happy when people say that they're my fan or they're following… Like it's…
Yeah, it's still nice.
Yeah.
That's good that it's still nice.
It's such positive content. And it's also like visually, like the colors are always so like… It's just uplifting. But one thing that really stood out to me… And I think it was Paris Fashion Week. You'd broken your arm?
Yes.
And like for me, that was just kind of… A lot of people would be like, maybe I won't go to Paris Fashion Week. Or maybe I'll take a photo with my arm behind my back.
Nope.
But you were just out there. Like,
I was
it
just
was
like I broke my arm.
How did you break your arm?
Deal with it. I fell down the stairs.
Was it a drink?
I wasn't even drunk.
No.
See, if I was drunk, I would just be like, okay, it's my fault. But it was just like one of those… Like I'm very tall and like lanky. And sometimes I don't walk properly. And I just like fell down the stairs and landed on my wrist the wrong way.
Oh no.
Like 3 days before.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I was just like…
Yeah.
Literally.
It's like but Paris Fashion Week. How do I coordinate a cast?
Sam said you had like a dope like Yeezy
cast.
Yeah.
So I was like, what do I do? I was so just like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Because for me, it's like I have these brands inviting me to shows and sponsoring me. Like, what are they going to think? Mm. Like, what if they drop me? And like, what if they don't want me there? So I didn't even cry. I was just like, what do I do? So I went to the the emergency room as soon as possible. And then he was like, well, you're going to have to wear a cast. I was like, okay. And then he like brings out, he's like, well, there's this like new type of technology that we're testing. And like, this is washable. So it'll be okay when you're traveling. And then everyone thought, So I packed and whatever, and I let everyone know what the situation was. And they're like, it's okay, we're fine. And the brands were actually like very positive. They're like, it's fine. Like, we can find an outfit for you that like doesn't have a sleeve. Because the problem also was like, I couldn't get my sleeve into like these dresses or blazers. So it's like, we'll just give her something sleeveless. So they were actually really sweet about that. And then
Casts kind of look cool. I think we have it back in the back of our minds that casts are cool, because when we were little kids, people would sign them and
sign
stuff.
I've broken my leg before too. And I
so you
had
know
like
how
a
fashionable cast.
I had like a hot pink cast up to my thigh. So,
but this one was like something out of Blade Runner. It was like I'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Before.
So it's like only I'm like the what
guinea
is
pig?
It?
Huh? You were like the guinea pig for it?
Yeah, I was kind of like the guinea pig, and actually the cast company was so thankful that they got so many like photos.
So now you've got casts for life. If you break it, you have a limb, you're like, you're set.
So the cast company actually called to thank me. Like the CEO, like his employees came to my office to thank me, and they were like, thank you so much for promoting. I was like, well, I had to wear it. So a lot of people thought it was fake. Like some fans, they were like, why are you wearing like a pear sleeve on your arm? Because people thought it was like a pear sleeve.
Oh, and like, like what they wrap around the actual fruit?
Yeah, so some of my fans were doing like, who wore it better? So they would put me in like pears.
That's cool.
So it was cute. But some people didn't even notice it. They thought it was like a Margiela cuff.
Yeah.
Or something, like a designer brand made it.
Uh-huh. It looked super space age and something
it
that
did.
Like at the moment Yeezy's got those, what are they, slippers?
Yeah, the slides
that are kind of, it kind of looked
it's
like
very
that.
Futuristic. It's like, it's just plastic and I think or like rubber and they heat it up and then it molds to your body part.
How did it affect your jump shot?
I couldn't do my jump shots. So, and I had to, thankfully, like my mom went with me because I couldn't like dress myself. And it was like my right arm. Mm-hmm.
And did it smell bad when you took it off?
No, because it's washable. You can shower with it.
Oh, that's
bathe with it.
That's
so
the biggest part I've heard.
That was like the best part.
Because castor gets stinky. Right?
I know, and itchy. Yeah. And
you're
like
sticking things down there, trying to like
with
the chopstick down there.
Yeah, when I broke my leg, I would like.
How does that feel? Is it really annoying?
Yeah,
it's really annoying.
Never
I haven't
worn
broken
a cast.
Something since.
Especially, it's like it's 4 to 6 weeks is generally how long you'll have a cast on for. It's not like a 2 week thing.
I had my leg cast on for like for 6 weeks.
Oh. Were there any like perverts who wanted to smell?
What the?
What?
I don't think so.
Well, for some reason, that's one of the things I remember about having a cast when
people
I was like
came
five.
Up and asked to
they
smell.
Would come
little
to smell.
I was only
your
five
cast?
Too, but I kind of remember like some people just wanted to decorate it, but some of the freaks wanted to sniff.
Are these like the adults at the swimming pool or?
That's just one adult.
Yikes. See, like, no, I could if that happened to me, I could imagine my boys coming up and wanting like to
a
look
sniff?
At it and smell it. But that's just young children. Like that's kind of normal behavior.
Yeah,
Was it other 5-year-olds that wanted
to? Yeah,
You're just like friends.
Kids. And they wanted to decorate it.
Yeah, that's usually more dangerous because people write silly things that you can't remove it.
All right, Irene, recommend us some stuff. What have you been watching on Netflix? What have you been playing? What's good in the world right now?
I've watched
no
like
pressure.
Everything on Netflix.
Everything.
Yeah.
Recommend us one show that's a
must
watch.
One show? What have I just finished? I watched that Cubics.
Oh, I almost
documentary.
Watched that the other
day. The Rubik's Cube. Yeah. That
oh,
was
that good?
So good.
It's oh,
good?
Really?
Yeah. There's this whole world of Rubik's Cube, like geniuses. And I just thought that was so fascinating.
There's a rapper who can do… Logic can do a Rubik's Cube while he's like freestyling and finish it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Sounds like a one-trick pony.
No, he's actually a popular rapper.
I'm kidding.
I like to watch the documentaries. So I watched that recently. I watched like Becoming and like Beyonce's and Lady Gaga's and Taylor Swift's. I've seen like Jeremy Scott's one. And then the one about Steve Madden. I don't know if you know Steve Madden.
He's Steve like Madden makes shoes.
Yes. Yep. That was like really inspiring. Yeah. He used to sell shoes out of his car.
Okay. Wow.
And he became like a billionaire.
Oh, cool.
So you're a big documentary fan.
I like documentaries. I watched The Crown. Yeah. The Crown was good. The Crown's really good.
Okay, The Crown.
And
is The Crown a documentary?
No.
It's like that's a drama, right?
It's like a drama. And
have any of you seen that new show by what's it called? A space show. It's based in space.
Steve Carell.
Yeah, Steve Carell. That new show.
Space
something.
Space,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I do. But I thought it was.
I just watch anime on Netflix. I'm such a freaking nerd.
Yeah.
No,
a lot of people watch anime.
Yeah,
a lot of my friends do. Yeah.
The most inspiring shit I've seen in a long time was The Don Wall. Have you watched that?
No.
Mm-mm.
Man, this guy is like he's just like the craziest rock climber, mountain climber ever. But he just has like so much adversity in his life, but he just keeps on climbing. You got to watch it. I don't want to say what happens because every single different story that happens, he reaches the top.
it's really
good. It's like I'm so scared of heights that usually whenever I watch stuff like that, my hands are wet. You don't touch?
No.
My hands are wet right now, but when I was watching that, my feet were wet.
Damn.
TMI.
That's how scared I was.
TMI.
It's so scary what this guy does.
Is no one on Amazon Prime?
I have Amazon Prime, but it's for Twitch.
The Boys? No one's watched The Boys?
Is that good? No. What is that?
It's like an anti-superhero film.
Can you get Amazon Prime in Korea?
Yeah.
You just have to do it online.
Yeah, you just have to do it through an American, but you could get it, yeah.
It's based on a comic book and it's like the hottest TV show at the moment. And it's
The
like,
Boys.
Oh, wow.
Really? So is it good?
It's exceptional. And it's like these superheroes kind of are almost employed by the government to look over everyone. But they're abusing their powers.
Okay.
And it's about these other people who are trying to drag them down.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not superheroes in the Marvel sense of superheroes. Mm-hmm. They're like very dark and do very dark things.
Okay.
But well worth checking
out. The Boys,
out.
I have it. So maybe I'll check that out. The Boys, interesting. It's right up my alley. The Boys.
I watched that crazy documentary about how fucked up the gymnastics team in America was.
Oh, yeah.
You watched that too?
I watched a little bit, but it just like freaked me out a little bit.
There's some stuff on Netflix that can get really dark and really heavy really quickly.
Yes.
What was that shit? That creep that would…
Epstein?
Epstein, yeah.
I saw that one.
Filthy
Rich. Oh my gosh.
It was just like… It just made me very uncomfortable. I wanted more of a backstory as well, but it was just…
Being a father, I can't even bring myself to turn that on.
Yeah.
It's horrible and it's very sad that things like that are still happening.
Yeah, still happening, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, on a lighter note, let's get away from… Dark and deep.
Good vibes.
Good vibes.
Irene is good and everything is good.
So. But even sometimes it's not good and okay.
That's fine.
It is okay.
That's fine.
That's what I liked about that thing that you did.
Oh, the how are you really?
Yeah, that was so cool.
Thank you.
I was thinking about how many people… Like I'm generally pretty like upbeat and happy. But the one time in my life where I was really kind of depressed was at a time when I was spending a lot of time alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people are spending a lot of time alone right now.
Probably. Yes. Absolutely.
So I thought it was really cool that you did that.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, I've never spent this much time alone before. So actually like it gave me a lot of anxiety at the beginning. And I was having like mental breakdowns like randomly or I would just like cry for no reason.
Before this, were you a generally pretty happy person who didn't get depressed or anxious?
I don't think I ever got myself to give me the kind of freedom to feel that way because I was so busy and I was just moving and then I was going from city to city, event to event. I was kind of like a robot a little bit and I didn't really like have, because when I was in Korea, I was just at home sleeping because I was so tired, or unpacking, or, you know, going to the gym to work out, or going to another shoot, or getting ready for something, or and then preparing to launch the brand. So I had like, I was juggling so many things. I've never, like in the past 8 years in Korea, I've never had this much
time to
downtime.
Yeah, downtime. Yeah. So in the beginning, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
what are these thoughts that I'm having?
Yeah. So I was sleeping in weird, very weird times. I would like sleep at like 5 a.m. and then wake up at 11 and then go to the office. And then I would like sit on my couch and like stare at the ceiling. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, what is my purpose?
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody like, we know.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, that's very,
you know, I haven't slept.
But it's really important. It's really important to do that. And
Yeah, I was going to say, the other side is very important. Like, just being happy just all the time and never having to go through that is…
Yeah.
That's unnatural.
Yeah, it's
unnatural.
Not natural.
That you can't maintain that. And I think, like… In an entertainment industry especially, people have an expectation that you're always going to be upbeat. But when you're not working, you need to bring it down.
So that's why it's so important for people to hear about that from like people who they look up to, like you guys, right?
But I don't think I just ever had that in me. So I was just so busy like putting something, you know, upfronting or putting a wall. Because there were times where I didn't have that luxury. Like for me, I think it's such a luxury to have the time for yourself and to think. I mean, maybe it sounds weird, but I remember like certain times where, you know, I had personal things and I couldn't cry because I had to like do this shoot and be happy and upbeat when like I had all this like shit in the back of my head. But I just had to like put it aside and just go. So
what was some of the stuff?
Just like normal things that normal people go through. Like I had a fight with my boyfriend at the time and like screaming, you know, 2 minutes on the phone, like screaming, but I have to go into a shoot. But then like I want to cry, but I can't. So I'm like holding back tears. I'm like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
So those kind of things. But like for a normal person, like it's okay. Or like you should take a break. But I just don't. I just had a way of like turning off that emotion and that kind of part.
Well, sometimes you also don't have the luxury to be able to turn it off in this industry.
Yeah, but I've somehow I like managed to do that, and I realized like how unhealthy that was. Yeah.
Once you had this time alone, when all of this…
Yes, like during, like of course this is like a very unfortunate time with the pandemic, but… This time alone, I think, has been like one of the most important times.
That's what I keep saying.
In my life.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to deal. Like, I never dealt with those emotions.
Just
I was just
it
like
up.
A cold bitch, you know? Just like in some way, like people, like Irene, good vibes. But then it's just on the inside, I'm like,
got so much stuff.
It builds up
so
over time.
So much stuff going on. And then I just kind of compiled it. And so, like, I have all this alone time. And then I'm like, these emotions start to come out because I'm not as busy. And I'm like, what's going on?
So, this has been like your release, just being able to have this alone time and work through your thoughts.
Absolutely.
And if you feel like crying, just have a cry.
Yeah, if I don't feel good, like it's okay to cry. And then I like cry it out and I feel so much better. And like, I feel like also certain relationships that maybe have kind of fallen apart because you've been so busy. Like going back to like talking to the people that have been with you, you know, before this industry and kind of like going back to like your roots and kind of just being normal. So, yeah,
I think that's really important. I think especially here in Korea, we get so caught up and it's such a busy place to live that you start losing touch with reality in some sense, especially there are a lot of people that you don't stay in touch with as often as you should, or people that were there for you in the beginning, or those hard times. And the busier you get, the less likely you are to stay in touch with people. And like, I'm going through that at the moment as well. It's like getting in touch with friends back at home.
Yeah, it's like, and you know, see how they're doing.
Yeah, I've been so caught up in my life with my family. It's like, but other people, you've just let it slide, and you definitely need this chance to kind of, it's like an unwinding, really. It's yeah. just this self-time to relax.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side is a lot of people don't think of it like that as well. I mean, there are a lot of people that are struggling with work at the moment. So they're even more stressed than they are normally.
How's it affected you, Dave?
Me? Oh, Jesus, man.
Well, I mean, is this worse? Yeah, worse for you?
Oh, it's terrible right now, man. I'm going through some like major crippling depression right now.
Yeah.
And it's good to get out here and talk to you guys because it helps. But like yesterday, like I told you, like, I have a Discord where I communicate with like my fans and stuff. And they're like, and I was just like, guys, they're like, are you okay? Because like when I'm streaming, it's, you know, sometimes people notice that, you know, you can't completely hide it. But I, you know, it's, but right now because of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
I feel almost, do you guys ever feel guilty about complaining during the pandemic? Because yeah. it's, you're not the yeah. only one that's going through shit right
Everyone,
now. Everyone's
yeah.
going
Everyone.
Through shit. So I just try to, you know, like, I bottle it up. Like, you know what, bottling it up. And I'm like, listen, like, I'm just going through, have you guys ever been through, just, it's not like alarming depression. It's more like, I just want to lay in my bed, do nothing, yeah. and just, that's it. And just be sad. Because sometimes I like the sadness. I don't know. Is it weird that sometimes I enjoy basking in my…
When you told me that, I yeah. really liked it. I thought that
yeah,
was beautiful.
I just enjoy basking in the misery sometimes because it makes you feel at least. You know, it's better than feeling nothing ever. You know, some people, they don't know how to deal with it. But I kind of get a little bit more creative. And I kind of use that to, I don't know, make me appreciate moments like this, for example. And even if I'm depressed at home, you know… I know how to keep it in a certain, I guess, way that I just kind of, I guess, almost pity myself from the outside. And it's kind of fun sometimes. I don't know. It's weird.
There's a truth to that though, because I used to think, why would people who are depressed want to listen to depressing music?
Oh, that's what I do all the time.
But it, like the older I've got, there are some times where I'm just like, I want to dwell in this moment.
Yeah.
And so I want to listen to sad music. That helps me with the process to be
exactly.
able to listen to some sad music. And if anything, it helps me bring the tears out. It helps me cry.
Too bad you found out too late. Like,
I know.
Real late, you know?
Like if I'd have known that in my early 20s, I think my 20s would have been a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah. Sometimes it just feels good to just let it all go.
There's nothing better than crying.
Yeah.
Like getting it off your chest is just like…
Yeah.
It's so refreshing.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing to do is bottle it up.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
You know, I had a friend tell me that like when he wakes… if I'm like waking up and I'm feeling like down… Or just feeling like, man, today's not one of the days that I want to get up and do anything. He's like, go back to sleep because you were probably having a dream that was like unresolved. And we spend like such like a large part of our life asleep that if you don't like go and like resolve… Even the shit that you're thinking about when you're asleep.
Dude, I can't
it can mess
sleep,
with you
bro.
All day.
So I haven't slept. I've stayed up all night. I still haven't slept. I have to sleep. It's been like 28 hours now.
Oh my God.
I can't sleep. I can't fucking sleep. What am
That's
I supposed
wild.
To
do?
I've never had insomnia in my entire life.
I said
that to someone the other day. I've never had an issue sleeping.
Oh, I know something fun. Let's all recommend each other one sad boy, sad girl song that we… Or artist that you like to listen to when you're sad. Do you guys have that?
Oh, somebody really sad.
I listen… Okay, when I'm really sad, I listen to either… Do you guys know who Elliot Smith is?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Elliot Smith or Radiohead. That makes me…
Radiohead's good sad music, right?
Yeah.
Elliot Smith too.
Do you guys got good… A little like a song or a playlist.
I listen to like chill music.
Chill
so
music?
Like Sabrina Claudio. I like her a lot.
And you like listening to sad music when you're sad?
No.
No, I don't think it relates to music.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so it's
for
separate.
Me, it's kind of like… yeah, I don't think I've listened to Billie Eilish. Sometimes, like more, I don't know if the lyrics are sad, but it's just like more chill music. Mm-hmm. But
kind of like the same way he was saying about he didn't know why sad people listen to sad music.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of now getting into that.
Oh, really? Yeah, for me it was I'm depressed. I want to listen to upbeat music to try and get me out of it.
Oh. Yeah.
That was what it used to be, but then it's like, you know what? Maybe I need to deal with this first before I get out
That's
of it.
That's that grown man shit.
Yeah. Exactly. For me, there's one song that will always get me. It's I had to look it up. It's Fife Dog with Dear Dilla.
Yeah.
So it's Jay Dilla. It's a song about Jay Dilla who obviously passed away and Fife Dog passed away. And like for me, these were musicians that were a huge part of my life.
Yeah, me too.
And like I'll sit there and watch that and just start crying. Oh. And there's a few other ones that deal with like the loss of a father, mm-hmm. which is something that I've dealt with. And mm-hmm. just the lyrics, you know, and it'll be talking about a relationship with his father. And then at the end of the song, he's like, but I know you're not here anymore. And it's like you hear that and it's just like, okay, boom, I'm done. I'm good. Wow.
We invite Irene here to make her leave sad.
No, I'm liking this. I'm liking having…
Send me that later. Send me those songs later. I'm curious. I mean, I haven't heard…
Were you kind of worried about us not having a topic to discuss?
A little bit.
Yeah, but how do you feel?
But now we have all these topics.
We never
There's
stop.
Always, they're always.
Yeah,
non-stop.
We could go for hours. Can be all night.
Are you kind of a bit more at ease now? Like you kind of seemed a little nervous at the start.
What do you think about podcasts?
They're fun.
It's fun, right?
Yeah. I mean, talking. I just recently started listening to some podcasts and I was really enjoying them. So
it's such a better way to listen to anything. Like,
yeah.
Like scientists or just like people, like celebrities that you look up to, whatever. It's the only like truly unfiltered way, especially in this world, this climate where everything's just like 15 seconds, 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's not like you're going in and you have to do this and you've got to set time. It's more like, let's just sit down and have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I feel like a lot of things are becoming more unfiltered too. And that's why like it's also been easier for me to talk about things mm-hmm. without a filter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Irene, I've noticed on your Instagram, you do a lot of TikTok content as well. Is that you've joined the world of TikTok?
I did join the world of TikTok at the beginning of this year. I have a Gen Z cousin who's like keeps me up with the trends, and she's like, "Onni, you have to like get on TikTok, and like this is what everyone's doing. Like Instagram is so old." So she got me to join the app, and then I was like, "Oh, this is fun." And I didn't really have much to do at home and like no traveling, so I started doing it, and it was fun.
Seems like you're really enjoying it.
Yeah, I enjoy dancing, and I enjoy just being silly, and I can't mm-hmm. go out anywhere and dance. So might as well do it on TikTok. Mm-hmm. in the safety of my own home. So TikTok Korea reached out and they were like, oh, we're launching some TikTok characters. Like we would love to do some sort of collaboration with a brand. So we're launching that at the end of this month.
So you've got a character coming out?
They're launching these new characters called TikTok Friends. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of put a twist on the characters and created the graphics and the mm-hmm. clothing.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
For them and with them. So we have a dance challenge and I made a song.
Wow. You sang the song?
I sang the song.
Really?
I'm not a singer, but so they just liked the girl version better. I had a guy who is an actual singer that sang it, and then I sent them two versions and they were like, we like the girl version better. And I'm like, really? That's
me. Interesting. Oh, surprise. That's me.
Like, okay.
That's cool.
So did that feel good? Cool.
You didn't tell them at first it was you?
I didn't because I was embarrassed because I'm not a professional singer, but and the song is not like some, you know, R&B song. Where
what is it, like a TikTok jingle or something?
It's like a little jingle. It's a good vibes jingle.
Did it feel good when they said, oh, we like the girl? The
I was kind
version?
Of like, really? Are you sure? Can you like… double check one more time.
Like, no, this is fire. She's amazing.
Irene,
her voice is
they're like, who sang this?
Irene, when are you dropping that shit?
We're dropping it So we're starting to. So the collection drops exclusively on my website and then at Boon the Shop in Cheongdam on the 24th, September 24th. And then
when
we're starting.
The
should we do something together? Do you want to like feature?
Can I get an Irene is Good feature? My rap name is actually Saul Good. So that works.
Oh.
Except it's got an E.
Yeah.
Take the E off.
Which is not good. Because it's an incorrect spelling.
Well, we'll see. Because the song's only 30 seconds. So we'll see. Well, maybe we'll do like a remix. No,
yeah.
Just kidding.
I agree. TikTok is good.
No, but it was really fun. Because again, like… it's not something that's labeled. It's not just about the clothes. Mm-hmm. It's just like the clothes are fun. The experience is fun. You know, the challenge and everything. Just something that I can like…
It's a new little adventure. Yeah.
Sorry?
It's a new little adventure.
Yeah. I don't think there's any limits to like what people should do.
Yeah,
you should do
absolutely.
What you want to do and have fun with it.
Is this part of the…
So
the
these
capsule?
Are one of the hoodies. Yeah, it says TikTok is good. And we have like tie-dye hoodies and like little beanies. Just like easy… things.
Mm-hmm. Tie-dye is heat right now.
Yes.
Tie-dye is
everything.
The way to go.
Tie-dye
I'm in love
is
with it.
Good.
Yeah, I like tie-dye too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I want some tie-dye.
You want some tie-dye?
Yeah.
I'll hook you up.
Yeah?
I'll hook you up.
Who's your tie-dye
you
guy?
I got some rubber bands and some dye at home and we can… home tie-dye.
I really want that. I don't get free clothes anymore because I can't perform.
Oh, you want free clothes? Is that what
you're
saying?
Can y'all give me some free shit?
I can give you some hand.
I don't do this podcast.
They won't fit,
We'll
though.
Get you some Irene is Good TikTok…
I'd rock that.
…goodies. No, the hoodies are cute. If you like tie-dye…
Yeah, I love tie-dye.
Yeah.
The tie-dye hoodie is really cute. It's cute, no?
Yeah.
That's right? That would fit Saul.
Really
that is…
Can I rock that?
And they're the characters?
Well, this is a sample, but when we get the real stuff…
Sweet.
That's cool looking.
Right? That's cool.
I like the pastel
like the
color arrangement.
But and we put our, mm-hmm. you know, rainbow kind of graphics.
I love
and,
that.
So just some fun things.
Mind you, if you're going to get one of these, you have to do the challenge.
You do. You
I'll
have
wear
to
it
do
in a
the
video.
TikTok
I'll wear
dance.
It in a music video. Okay.
The TikTok dance, man. Are you on TikTok?
No, I have it, but I've never made a post.
Well, you can
I miss Vine.
Debut your TikTok
Vine?
I have a freaking… Debut my TikTok with that?
With the
I
dance.
Have a TikTok.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I don't ever upload anything, but I have followers. It's weird. I don't upload
famous,
shit on
bro.
It.
TikTok is one of… It's like… I think it's that first video that's hard to do, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But after, it's just like… You get addicted.
Yeah.
Was it the Gucci… There's a like a Gucci video…
Yeah, there was like a video that I did.
It's like a meme or something that's all over TikTok.
How to be a Gucci model.
Yeah, yeah. You should do that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be a good one.
That's a good
way
to start.
I can make content now.
I'll be a rapper in Korea.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try.
So one more time. When are the dates that the gear's dropping and when can we hear the logo song?
The song, I think, starts to come out next week because we're starting the challenge. I was very lucky to have Leah Kim, the choreographer, like make the choreography for the dance. Mm. We're shooting like some content tomorrow. Mm. And then the goodies all drop on September 24th.
Right on.
Nice.
Yeah. I sang on an Outback commercial that Leah Kim was dancing in.
About you were like about 6 degrees of
like
Kevin Bacon.
About tomahawk steak.
6 degrees of
you
Kevin Bacon.
A lot of commercials.
So
dude.
This
yeah.
challenge is definitely up your alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've done a Subway commercial. You've been on an
Outback Steakhouse.
Have you done McDonald's?
No.
That's next.
That is next.
Yeah. I promise.
Your mom's touch.
Well, that would be sick. You guys did a burger commercial. That no brand burger, right?
Oh, yeah. We did a little mini.
That made me want that burger.
Viral.
A little viral one, yeah.
All right.
That was fun. I hope you enjoyed your time on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. I had so much fun.
Is there anything else you'd like to… promote? Maybe your Instagram? You need more followers?
Irene is Good on Instagram.
Yeah. Irene is Good. Irene is Good label. Irene is good.com.
That's one way. It just… Yeah. I missed out on that. I should have
branding. Just
yeah.
branding.
Sam Hemington. Sam Hemington on Instagram. Sam Hemington.
Perfect branding.
Do that.
Tell me about it.
I was first generation YouTuber and I never did it. I'm an idiot.
But you're about to blow it up with that book.
I'm about to blow it up with this book. Watch. Yeah.
The book's going to be awesome.
What's it going to be called?
I have no idea.
Dave the Book.
Dave the Book.
Dave.
Dave's book.
Dave's book.
Dave's book. The Book of Dave.
The Book of Dave.
Did Jesus Christ already use that one?
I think he may have.
That's actually a bibimbap cooking book.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Irene. Sam, give us our plugs.
Instagram at Instagram.com, Dive Studios. You can get us on YouTube as well. Watch the full podcast there. You can also hear us on Spotify. You can check us out on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to write a review.
Should we start a nonsensical TikTok? She just told us that Generation Z says Instagram is played.
Yeah, but they're not looking for dudes like us. They're looking for a hot little 19-year-old boy. That sounds weird. That sounds really weird.
I'm sure people wouldn't mind watching us shake it on TikTok.
Maybe. Let's talk to Diane after the show and see what she thinks.
Diane. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll catch you guys next week.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Peace.
Bye. Hope you enjoyed the clip. If you did, listen to the full episode on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
And make sure to subscribe to this channel, Dive Studios, and put those notifications on. Hit that bell. Boop, boop, boop.